The Brestovišky Dol Valley played an important role during the Isonzo Front. Since Italy's entry into the First World War on May 24th in 1915, it was initially the immediate frontline hinterland, providing support to the Austro-Hungarian military units on the southern part of the Doberdo Plateau and to nearby Monfalcone. A military water supply system consisting of two lines which branched off from the main water line between Dutolje and Opatje Selo was built to the valley. The first branch descended into the valley from Sela na Krasu and ended in Brestovica at a water reservoir with a capacity of 21,000 liters, while the second ran from Ivani Grad to Klanec pri Komnu. The road between the villages of Goriansko, Brestovica and Jamjano was used to supply the front, allowing relatively safe access in the vicinity of the front lines. In the village of Goriansko, there were divisional warehouses, a slaughterhouse, and tailoring, shoemaking, and carpentry workshops. Some of the karst caves were converted for military purposes. The largest of them was the Vaskayama cave, which had room for 1,000 bunk beds. The role of the valley changed significantly during the Sixth Offensive. In August of 1916, the Italian army managed to capture the Doberdo Plateau and move the front line to its western edge. With this move, the aforementioned road also became much more exposed to Italian artillery fire. The Brestovišky Dol Valley, and especially the Armada Massif on its southern edge, became the last defense line of Trieste. The Austro-Hungarian army therefore strongly fortified Armada. In addition to infantry units, it stationed numerous artillery units with the largest caliber weapons in its vicinity. The most intensive battles on the Armada defense line took place between the 10th and 11th Italian offensives, but without any major successes for the attackers. The summit of Armada, and thus Trieste, remained in the hands of the defenders until the end of the battles.